Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So, my friends, when is it easiest for you to praise the Lord? It's easy for me to praise the Lord when things look good to us. But how about when we can't see yet how things will work out for our good? I know what that feels like. It can be so hard to praise the Lord when in terrible physical or emotional pain from grief or some form of hurt. That is when praising the Lord requires true discipline. To choose our sources carefully and act out of faith. We must choose to put faith in God's word as our source rather than our feelings and perceptions, which often include misconceptions because, well, we're not omniscient, we're not all-knowing. So first, we need to remember how much God cares. Remember the cross. Remember the empty tomb. He is beyond our greatest comprehension. Just as we don't understand how a new life is formed, so we are unable to understand the hard things in life too. And God knows that. He created us. Our senses, while miraculous, are still limited. We cannot see all that God sees. We do not know all that God knows. This is when we must have faith as trusting as a child who is well loved and well cared for by parents. That's because we who know Christ know that we are God's beloved, fully adopted children and co-heirs with Christ. When we struggle or feel the struggles of friends, we must learn to bring our thoughts captive to Christ, who feels our pain. He feels our pain and sympathizes with us. Hebrews 4:15 puts it very clearly, quote, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize and understand our weaknesses and temptations, but one who has been tempted, knowing exactly how it feels to be human in every respect as we are, yet without committing any sin," unquote. So my friends, we don't have to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps alone. He wants to help us. It's normal. It's what is expected, that we need his help. We need his perspective and tender alleviation of the heaviest weights of burdens in our lives. And you know what? Nothing is too heavy for him to carry. So in summary, we must remember in bad times that God is good. This world is temporary and needs a savior. His name is Jesus Christ. And this fact changes everything in how we can praise God at all times. And, you know, as a side benefit, when we praise the Lord, we get our eyes off of our problems, and it literally is a blessing to us to bless his name. Now for some prayer and praise tips of the week. Here's how we can praise God at all times. We can always praise God for his unchanging character traits. Some examples include how he is good, holy, loving, beyond description, awesome, sovereign, just, faithful. We can praise God for never leaving his own. We're not alone. Praise God for his 100% guaranteed promises. Praise God for his guarantee to make all things right when Christ returns. Praise God for how he holds us fast and listens, loves, and carries us through valleys of grief. Pause and remember how God has delivered you, how he's delivered us in the past, and praise him for those experiences. That's how we can always praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and that you are good and that we can trust you even during crazy, difficult times. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for being you. We praise you for that. And now, Lord, we just cast our cares upon you, all the heavy prayer requests of our friends and we just, anything on our hearts, we just give it to you now. We release it and thank you that you want to pick us up and carry us through the valley of whatever we're experiencing. And we just thank you that you are you. We praise you for that. I pray that you would comfort those who are in a very hurtful stage in life. I pray for those in grief. I pray for those who have not yet received you, who realize how much they need you. And we just cry out and say, Lord, save us. Be our Savior and Lord. We repent of our sin and we turn to you. We believe you died on the cross and rose again for us in our place, and that you give us victory, eternally guaranteed. We trust in you, we receive you, we bless your name. And Lord, we also pray for just all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. We pray for all churches, leaders. We pray for veterans and military families. We just pray for another great awakening and a revival in our land. And we pray for all our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the world. We love you, Lord, and trust in you. Thank you that we can trust you and that you make yourself available to us. Thank you, Jesus, for understanding and for loving us and for holding us. In Jesus' name, amen.